This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back in here on QAM. Hope everyone's having a good Tuesday here. It says on the bottom here, Dan, rain in the coming days, and it is very humid. So ooh. I think that's par for the course here down with these summer months. But there's a lot going on for the slow time of the year here. A lot going on. ACC kickoff 2 weeks from today.
That's what I'm talking about.
Be in Charlotte for that one with our friends from the Orange Bowl.
I need more now. I need a Carson Beck interview from you. I need a Jordan Lyle interview from you because I'm expecting the running game to be very solid this year. And then, of course, if you could get a picture with Bill Belichick or at least Bill Belichick's girlfriend, God, Jordan, man, that would be unbelievable.
I'm staying. So they do 3 days, and obviously we only care about Miami, but we only care about Miami. And we're going to stay till Thursday because that's when Bill Belichick is coming. And I don't know what he's going to do. He very well may just go up to that podium, sneak through a back door, and be gone.
Yes.
That's very possible. I don't know. Maybe he walks around with his girlfriend and does every radio station there. I have no idea. But I'm going to be there to find out. I'm not going to miss that one.
No.
That's a must-see. It is so weird that he is a college football coach to go from what he was with Brady and Super Bowls and all that to coaching North Carolina. Kind of weird.
And the other thing I was watching, like Heather Dinich and Paul Feinbaum on ESPN saying, you know, all he has to do is win 8 games a season. I'm like, Bill Belichick, one of the greatest football coaches of all time, is he going to sit back and settle for an 8-win season at North Carolina? And is that going to be acceptable? That it blows my mind.
Yeah, I have no idea how good they're going to be. It is tough with these teams because there's so many changes to the roster, right? I mean, you look at I don't have to look at anyone. You look at any team, there's a lot of changes to these rosters. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, if you have an elite quarterback, it's going to be tough to keep them. It's going to be tough to keep those guys nowadays because you're going to get the big schools going to come in and start bidding. But, you know, when we say big schools, Miami has stepped up to the plate in a major way. And I think Carson Beck is going to be a whole heck of a lot better than people are expecting. And I think a lot of we talked to Joe Z about this, and a lot of his criticism has been unfair. And it's like, I think people forget that. I know he's getting paid a lot of money, but he's still a kid too, right? So you do have to put that into the equation a little bit, so you give the guy, you know, the benefit of the doubt. But I do think that he is going to be really good here.
I do.
And there's going to be, I think, less of an ask on him than there was of Cam Ward. Cam Ward, they asked him to do a lot. he was clearly, Dan, you know, they were down in some of those games, and Cam Ward had to rescue them in major ways. I don't think that that's going to be the situation here with Carson Beck. And I'm not saying he's going to be a game manager,
no.
But and I do expect him to put up really good numbers here, but I just don't know that they're going to have the same ask. Because, look, at the end of the day, he's not going to be Cam Ward.
No.
Miami may never get another Cam Ward. That guy's one of one. It's not every day you have the top pick in the draft roll through your program.
Right. It's okay. Not every year that you have a Heisman Trophy candidate in there, too.
And that position at Miami has, you know, been a struggle. It's been a struggle since Cam Ward got there. You know, they really have struggled to find the guy.
Hard to believe that growing up, the legendary quarterback after quarterback after quarterback for the U, that they went through a 20-year drought.
Yeah, pretty crazy, man. But they have the team to do it, and they have the schedule at the start of the season to see where they're at. Because Notre Dame and Florida, you know, play those guys in the first month.
I was going to ask you if you're going to the game, but you're going to be doing the pregame.
We'll be doing the pregame.
Halftime, so
yep,
yeah.
We'll be doing the pregame and half on all those, Dan. So we'll be there. We'll be right out front of the stadium there. Really looking forward to that. And Brian Monroe, who I do the show with, I know he's very excited. Just loves to, you know, to sign autographs, take pictures, whoever. Nobody loves that more though than Don Bailey Jr. So if you see Don Bailey Jr. in public, we were actually just talking about this during the break about athletes or, you know, people that are approachable that people have had bad experiences with. Nobody has a bad word to say about Don Bailey Jr. He will sign for you. He'll take a picture with you.
You might actually.
He may even give you his credit card to go out to dinner. He did it for Joe.
Get some gas. Get,
yeah. He may even give you his credit card. So I'm working on that, by the way. I'm working to see if I could do that one night.
DBJ may be one of those guys. DBJ may be one of those guys you approach, and then about a couple of minutes later, you have to be like, okay, well, it was really nice meeting you. It's okay. Like, I'm good. I'm good. Oh, no, hold up. Let me remind you about the Miami Hurricanes. Like, oh, man, DBJ, it's enough.
But, yeah, man, that is less than a month or a little more than a month away, the start of that season. We're getting close. We're 2 weeks away from the ACC media kickoff. So we'll have all that for you here on the station. And Joe will be back, and we'll get into college football. We'll obviously be very locked in on this Dolphin stuff and hoping for the best, man.
Who's
just hoping for the best right now.
Media Days is the Orange Bowl and Duffy send you out there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They've been great partners of ours, and we're really looking forward to getting out to Charlotte. I got to tell you, Charlotte's a great city. I don't know if you've been there recently, but Charlotte's another one of those places that, like, there's just, you know, buildings popping up everywhere. It is a really beautiful, beautiful city. Nice to walk around. It gets cool at night in North Carolina. So really looking forward to that coming up in a couple of weeks. All right. On the headline front, the Heat did make a move. They brought in Norman Powell. If that does anything for you out there, as Miami is still in search of a number one option, that's going to be a little harder to find. The Norman Powells of the world, a little easier. It was a great trade, by the way. He did a really good job with that trade, but they are still in search of a number one, and the Marlins won again last night.
Jansen Junk.
I don't know what the Marlins over-under on win total was. They probably have passed it by now.
Ooh, it's close,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they at? They got to be close. Trevor, can you look up what their preseason win total was? And I'm just curious because it had to be incredibly low.
I want to say they were expected to lose like 101 games this year.
My God, man!
Or 99, somewhere around triple digits.
That's insane. What a nice story, by the way. What a nice story the Marlins have been. Don't get a ton of coverage, but
and going into the season, their two best pitchers have been their two worst pitchers.
63.5, by the way.
63.5
yes.
Was their win total?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
63.5.
Remember their ace and their second in the rotation, Max Meyer and Alcantara, have been their two worst pitchers statistically this year, and Meyer's done for the season.
So the Marlins have to win what? They're at 41. What is that? 24 more games? 25 more games?
Yeah.
The All-Star game is Tuesday.
Wow.
We're past
Marlins
halfway.
Are, by the way, we talk about, like, we're always talking about in the hunt. Yeah. The Marlins are, like, in the hunt for the wild card. I mean, crazier things have happened. It's probably unlikely, but they're 7.5 games back. The final wild card spot. How'd that be for a a good story, a feel-good story down here.
So you have the Panthers, who are the platinum standard, and then you would have the Marlins making the playoffs, the Heat barely making the playoffs, and then you got the Dolphins. Okay. Maybe make the playoffs too this year.
It would be a nice story. All right,
that would be a surprising story.
we do have to head off to break here. We're going to get deep into the Dolphin stuff later on in the hour. If you missed Kyle Krabs earlier, we'll run that back for you, as he had a lot of good stuff. And nobody covers the Dolphins better than Kyle. He always has great takes on stuff. So we'll get his insight on everything going on with the Miami Dolphins. And, Dan, I got to tell you, I'm starting to see fantasy football stuff pop up here. We're getting close. We are getting close. We see running back rankings popping up here this morning. And I know we got video games coming out, and we got college football rankings, and just stuff for us to talk about here in the morning, all these things that that pop up. But I'll tell you, fantasy football has gotten tough, man. Fantasy football is not easy anymore with these running backs. Saquon Barkley, obviously, but who else is like a bell cow? Who's like a number one? You used to have like
Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, I guess.
Devon Achane, who's in the top 10, by the way.
I know, but these guys all share, they share carries, some of them. Mm-hmm. There's so much of that now going on in the NFL where it's like it used to be. There'd be like good amount of running backs you could take.
Yeah,
like, there's no backup.
Back.
There's no one there unless the guy gets hurt.
Yeah, just feed the running back.
Yeah, man. Pretty crazy. But fantasy football, it's all around the corner here. We're going to take a pause. We'll get into the Dolphins. We continue on here at the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Kyle Krabs, and we'll update you as well on some more NBA news. Did you see this rookie max? Did you see what that number came in
at? Wow, yeah. Paolo Banchero.
The Magic, a little spending spree.
They're all in.
Yeah, we'll take a pause. More to come on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back in here on QAM. Landed off in about a half an hour here to Tobin and Leroy. Be interested to hear their take on this Heat trade with Norman Powell coming in. Still need that number one, but
it just to me it seems
steps,
like a win. It seems like a win for us. I mean,
it was a win. That was a good trade.
I don't know what Utah's doing. Maybe they're trying to get some type of capital or something. But Utah really didn't get that much out of the trade. John Collins goes to the Clippers. We get
Danny Ainge, a weird dude, man.
Norman Powell
out there in Utah.
And it seems
they
like
drafted that kid against his will.
Man, he had a good night last night. Ace Bailey had a good night last night, though. He looked pretty good.
I mean, he doesn't have a choice. It's, at this point, like, what are you going to do? You sit out?
You can't.
I mean,
you can go to FIBA World.
But I love that, man. I love that Danny Ainge is like, you know what? I don't care what this guy says. He's the best player available. We're taking him.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to play here? Tough. Go play. I love that, man. I love that attitude. It doesn't always work. Right? I mean, it depends how much, you know. The problem is that the kid is not established enough to throw the fit.
Right.
Right? I mean, even Paul George ripped him. That was one of those interesting, because I know he canceled his workout with the Sixers, and Paul George was ripping him on a podcast. And you do have to make a little noise in the league, I think, before you start throwing your weight around and start crying about you want to get out. But, yeah, they just took that kid against his will. He goes, these are the two teams I don't want to go to. And they said, screw you, man. You're the best player available. You're coming. Hollywood, is there any way that Chris Greer can go to the school of Bill Zito, player acquisitions, to see if that will help? Bill Zito is the gold standard right now, man. He is he's batting a perfect 1,000 here. I don't know how he does it. I can't believe they were able to lock up all those guys.
All of them.
But that's what we call vision. That's what we call, you know, planning ahead, a little foresight. Like that. That's what that is, right?
And some of the guys did kind of take a little bit of a hometown discount.
Yeah.
It seems like that is more apt to hockey. You never see, rarely do you see basketball or football players doing that, though.
No, it's but what you culture. Can do is you can, you know, like I'm guessing Bill Zito didn't, you know, when the season ended, wasn't like, uh-oh, I didn't realize these guys were going to be free agents. We got to do something here. He strikes me as the guy, kind of guy who is prepared for the situation. Meanwhile, what else do we have going on here? The decision was 15 years ago today. One of the most bizarre television events in the history of television.
Jim Gray asking, was that the decision you made this morning when you woke up?
Jim, yes, Gray, man.
That is the decision I made when I woke up.
Yeah. Boy, did he! He could have found anyone else. How does he? He's been in a lot of these things too. I don't know where. Like, what's his deal? Was he the one?
He's the one who, after Pete Rose, did the All Star.
Did
game.
He get in? He get in like an altercation with a boxer in the ring. Am I thinking of the right guy?
Yeah,
I think I'm thinking of the right guy. Right, he was doing boxing for a while. I know
HBO boxing forever.
I know the older guy got in a fight with Floyd Mayweather. He said something to Floyd Mayweather, but I think Jim Gray got into it with some boxer or something.
Yeah, I remember when he tried to take down Pete Rose and made people feel sorry for Pete Rose at the time. Like, oh,
yeah. But yeah, that was 15 years ago, and we have never seen anything like that since. We will never see anything like that again. I just don't see how you could have. So LeBron is the athlete of the generation, right? For any sport, I think you could really make the argument for that.
Yeah.
You could throw the Mahomes or Brady in there.
And Shohei Ohtani's having a good run.
Shohei
still,
Ohtani is
no,
a generational athlete, but LeBron
is just
what he's done, and the fact that like. He's a year older than me. He's 40 now, and I know how I feel at this age. The fact that this guy plays at the level that he plays at his age is
his numbers are still comparable to his MVP numbers here in Miami.
Is utterly remarkable,
and the pressure he's been under since he's been 17 years old. By the way,
it's a great point, and there has never been a person who has had that level of hype. And a lot of it, by the way. In fairness, he did to himself. But you don't get chosen one tattooed on your back unless you want the pressure. But that guy exceeded it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we talked about Ben Simmons earlier in the show. We were talking about, I think we were talking about guys who rob banks, right? Without a guy. Ben Simmons.
Markel Fultz.
Yeah. These guys, like, they just, it's hard to live up to that level of hype, right? Cooper Flagg is a good example.
Yes.
I don't know how good Cooper Flagg's going to be. I saw him play down here a few feet away. I think he's going to be fantastic. He looks like he's got a great build. I'm sure he's just going to get better. He looks like he will be the real deal.
LeBron James,
said, I have no idea.
Since he was 17, LeBron James has been under the microscope as you have to be the greatest player of all time. And whether you believe he is or not, he is in that conversation.
He was great from the beginning.
And he's been great from
really
the beginning. And he could have cracked like most human beings would. He never really cracked.
And you know what? The other thing about LeBron, too, is he does everything the right way. You know, people can hate on him all they want, but the guy is when he was down here, and this goes back to the first year here. He was really going through it, man. People were really, really rough on this guy, and people forget he's a human.
No,
right? Like people forget that the guy actually is, and he's lived a much different life than any of us.
Just like his kid.
He is a human person.
No,
and the guy was still a gentleman every time. Handled himself with class. Every time he would come and speak to the media, no matter how bad things would get, that first year he came out, he would speak to everyone, and it was respectful, and there was never any of those moments that you have with, you know, some of the guys we've been spending a lot of time this morning talking about, right? You never had any of that.
No.
You just didn't. And did he leave Cleveland the wrong way? Yeah, that was probably not ideal, right? But LeBron didn't force his way out. He didn't do anything like that. He left.
He honored his contract here in Miami, whether you like the way he left or not. He didn't.
And he went back to Cleveland. He made good there. And he said, you know what? I want to go to L.A. I want to make movies and play basketball. And I want to be on the Lakers. And he's doing that now. So and he won a championship there, too.
That's true.
In the bubble. The bubble. I love the bubble season. I guess the bubble doesn't get respected as a real season or whatever.
I respect
the bubble saved us, man. The bubble was, you remember how important that was during COVID. We needed
two bubbles. There's two bubbles.
And we had the bubble there. All right, we got to take a pause. Kyle Krabs is going to join us. We got a lot of Dolphin stuff to get to, man. They are really piling on the Dolphins. They have become the national media punching bag here. So we'll hear from Kyle, get his take on everything. We'll hear this Asante Samuel Sr. nonsense about how everyone at the Dolphins is spineless and all that good stuff. So we'll hear from Kyle when we come back on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.